From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. The locks came off the gyms this week. Ahead on Only a Game, NBA players and team officials hastily prepare for an abbreviated season. Also, the latest chapter in the legend of Sidney Crosby. Boston celebrates Valentine's Day early, and the story of a football prospect determined to make it out of Compton, California, and on to the relatively safe collegiate gridiron. Also ahead, Louisiana inmates compete in the Angola Prison Rodeo.
Well, a lot of folks think it's crazy, but we're out here to win a little money that some of us don't ask our families for. I mean, our families didn't put us in the penitentiary.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. This week, numbers of NBA players return to the teams that employ them. They can work out together in team facilities, though they'll have no significant contact with coaches, physical therapists, or team doctors until an agreement between the league and the players can be formally ratified next week. Chicago Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau is trying to make the best of that situation.
No, you know, we can say hello to him, but that's about it.
The regular season will begin on Christmas Day, meaning that over the next 3 weeks, Thibodeau and his fellow coaches will be trying to construct rosters under pressure.
Yeah, it'll be different. Each and every year you're faced with new and different challenges. So then this will be a new challenge for us, and it'll be how quickly we can respond to it. And hopefully we can get a chance to see what kind of shape everybody's in. And then you got to move forward quickly.
The late start to the season may have some NBA fans feeling anxious for the league's return, but Bulls fan Thomas Hayes welcomes the truncated season.
After Christmas, that's when basketball is important. Before then, we into the football. And I think they started right on time because for January, February, March, that's when the basketball season kicks in.
Joining me now to speculate on what the season will look like when it kicks in is Howard Beck of the New York Times. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
What's the greatest challenge facing coaches and general managers this week?
Well, the biggest challenge is just getting a team together, a complete team together on the court so that they can hold training camps. The way the NBA has arranged this with such a small window is that on Friday, December 9th, training camps will open, but that will also be the first day of free agency. And there are teams out there that only have five or six guys under contract. There are going to be teams that really can't hold a practice on that first day of camp while their GMs are literally in the next room trying to sign players to fill out the roster.
The regular season will be shorter, of course, but teams will play more back-to-back games, sometimes even three nights in a row. Does this schedule work to the advantage of any particular team or any particular type of team?
Well, works to the advantage of the league and the players who wanted to get as many games in as possible to earn as much money as possible. As far as how it actually affects the competition, I don't think we'll know until the season unfolds. I think the one truth that I would hang my hat on is that it will favor teams that have been together for a while. The teams like the Boston Celtics, who have been together several years and their core is pretty much the same, I think they're okay. I think the Lakers are okay. And this is, of course, for the regular season. Who knows about the playoffs? But early on, you want cohesion and continuity.
There are rumors of New Orleans point guard Chris Paul perhaps landing in New York, Orlando center Dwight Howard going to Los Angeles, some pretty intriguing stuff. Do you expect a frenzy of trades as well as free agent signings next week?
I don't think the trades will happen right away. It's pretty rare that these things happen before the season starts. Nobody needs to rush into anything. You know, the pressure that is on New Orleans with Chris Paul and Orlando with Dwight Howard, and to an extent the Nets with Deron Williams, is that all three of these guys can opt out of their contracts next summer. I think those teams will explore all options, but the first impulse by a general manager is always find a way to keep them. The thing to keep an eye on will be what do those teams do to try to improve the surrounding casts to convince those guys to stay.
We have been assuming that next week the owners and the players will sign off on the new CBA, which is now only a so-called handshake agreement. Is there any reason to suppose that might not happen?
I don't think so. And in David Stern's case as the commissioner of the NBA, you know, he was checking daily, sometimes hourly, with the owners. He knows what he can and can't sell to them. By the way, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be, you know, 30-0 on the vote, but I don't think there'll be any question that he gets the simple majority he needs. The player side is more unpredictable just because there are more players. There's 440-something guys, and there were a lot of guys out there and agents out there who were very unhappy with the concessions that were being made all along. But I think those no votes are going to be out of the intent of not derailing it, but out of just registering the protest, because the players did give up an awful lot in this deal.
Howard Beck covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.